Good evening, folks. Welcome again to the John Henry Show. It is Free for All Friday, and here we are getting started a little late this evening. I had some business to attend to outside of the office, and so I went and took care of that. Now I am home and here with you. I wasn't sure if I was going to do a show tonight, honestly. This last week has been a real challenge for me with my mental health issues, especially with depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. The big page that I administrate, I still administrate it. I'm just not going to post there anymore. I love to wake up in the morning when Barack Obama was president. Ever since I started posting there, the usual gang of idiots has been piling on, and on top of that, I think the comments are being flooded by dishonest operators, right? And so myself and one of the other admins have been pretty ardent Sanders supporters, and as a consequence, the comment sections have been going nuts. I've been getting all kinds of nasty personal messages. I've been told that I should kill myself multiple times. I've been accused of misogyny. I've been accused of racism. I've been accused. You can't have a conversation in the comment section of this page anymore because people are just all over anything, and it's all bullshit and it's all lies, and frankly, I'm fed up with it. It's just not worth the trouble anymore. It's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the headache, because the bottom line is there is a metric fuck ton of money being spent right now to shut up Sanders supporters and to discourage us, and the few apparently legitimate human beings that are seeing this stuff don't even believe that that's what's happening, right? Somehow there's just, you know, hundreds of people that are saying the exact same things over and over and recycling the same scripts over and over. And when you stand up to them, then you're a bully and you're a Bernie bro and on and on and on. And I'm fed up with it and I'm done with it. There are people who want to hear what I have to say, and there are people who value what I say, and they're going to have to find me, because every time I reach out, every time I step out of my box, I end up with, you know, hundreds of people on my back, and I can't do that. Okay. Bottom line, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I wish that, you know, I had happier news. I wish that I was some sort of, you know, indestructible hero that can continue to stand up. But this is, you know, in some cases, and I'm sure the usual gang of idiots from the wrestling news group are involved, as well. And between them and the so-called liberal pages that want me to keep my mouth shut because they depend to make money on dragging people along and confirming biases and playing all these games of manipulation, disinformation, and bias confirmation, I'm not allowed to speak anymore, according to these people, and they absolutely will gang up and get together and come at me, no matter where or when I raise my head. And this is one of the reasons why I've been saying, for so long that it's so important that, you know, those of you who do appreciate what I do, and want me to keep doing it, the best thing you can do to help out is to share my work, get the word around, tell people, hey, look, this is the guy, go talk to him, go listen to what he's got to say, because I can't do it. Every time I sit up, every time I poke my head up, it's just an endless shitstorm, you know? And I'm supposed to not notice, right? Today was a great example. I've got one woman messaging the page. I've got her husband supposedly in the comments. And I've got three other people also in the comments. Four of them have the exact same sets of pictures on their profile pages. But I'm supposed to believe that they're all different people, right? The exact same, you know, and it's not pictures of them, mind you. It's, you know, pictures of various scenes of, you know, supposedly political import or political relevance, but they're all exactly the same pictures. But they're all supposed to be different people, right? And now they're, you know, trying to push the admins, the page to get rid of me and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to put my friends through that. I'm not going to put myself through that anymore. What I have to say is relevant and real and important. And what I do is speak truth to power. And that includes power that pretends to be an underdog, okay? Even the New York Times is in on this shit, right? You see the Wall Street Journal advertising themselves as, I can't even remember now. accounts, either Wall Street Journal or New York Times, but they're running this big out of support independent journalism. Motherfuckers, you're worth billions. You ain't independent nothing. You want independent journalism, right? Here's my broke ass sitting in a basement on a $50 webcam talking to three people. There's your independent journalism. And I can't get my voice heard because people like Matt Desmond from Addicting Info and Being Liberal and Republicans Are Idiots. People like Justin Rosario, who used to run the Americans Against the Tea Party. People like Steve Ahern, who used to run Stop the World the Teabaggers Want Off. Republicans like Lou Calagiovanni, who used to run We Survive Bush, You'll Survive Obama. And who my friend Jeanette Roman sold the Hot Liberals page to so he could take that over with a built-in audience of 150,000. I'm a little goddamn tired of pulling knives out of my back that have been planted there by supposed liberals and progressives. Okay? Occupy Democrats, not liberal, not progressive. It's an advertising campaign for the Rivera, whatever the hell his name is, Omar Rivera. Right? He's trying to weasel his way into political office in Florida. That's what Occupy Democrats is for. The other 98, U.S. Uncut. Advertising agencies. And everybody just shares their stuff because it appeals to their biases, right? And all I hear is, man, we need voices like yours out there, JH. Why do you think my voice never shows up on any of those pages? Because y'all are the ones that keep telling me, hey, what you're saying is important. People need to hear what you got to say. Why do you think they never hear it? That it's an accident? Or that I'm just that abrasive? Fuck no. I'm being stifled. I've been stifled for 10 fucking years and I'm a little fed up. Right? And even today, when I made the decision that I was going to go ahead and stop posting to I love to wake up. I love to post. Hey, I'm not going to post anymore. If you guys want to find me, here's my page. And immediately, here's 4, 5, 6 posts. Oh, well, you're just trying to make money and draw from the established page, and you're just a grifter and blah, 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 blah. That's a big key word with these people, by the way, grifter, because that's what they are. Right? Everlasting gobstoppers. Same thing. That whole being liberal family. All that interlocked, incestual, circle jerk. Not fucking one of those people cares about winning an election. They don't care about justice. They don't care about equality. They don't care about opportunity. They don't care about making this country anything good. What they care about is lining their pockets by appealing to your egos. I'm not appealing to your ego. Obviously, right? I don't do that. I don't play that shit because I have more respect for you than that. But I'm the grifter, right? Living in my family's basement on ramen noodles, no income. Both my fucking rotator cuffs are shot so bad I can hardly lift my arms over my head. My arches are falling so bad I can barely walk half the goddamn time. I've been trying for a year and a half to get $900 together so I can get the one decent fucking instrument I've ever owned other than the drums that I got rid of 15 years ago. And I can't do that to save my life because I can't get my voice out. And I tell you, go try it, right? Take any status message on my wall, any meme on my wall, anything that I say, anything on that John Henry page on Facebook, go take a copy of it. And post it on Being Liberal, right? Go post it to Occupy Democrats. See how long it takes them to pull it down. Go post it up there and ask them why they aren't sharing my work. Hey, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. He seems pretty good. How come you never share anything from him? He's been around a long time. See what they've got to say. I understand that if you're not in the middle of this shit, it's really, really hard to believe what's going on. I get that. That's part of the game. That's how the gaslighters work. They do shit that is so completely off the rails that normal people trying to imagine it, trying to credit it. You've got to be kidding me. Nobody does this. Well, they do. And they continue doing it. And I've been sitting here all day long, right? And again, right, I mean, I have a mental illness, right? I have major depressive disorder. I have bipolar. I have PTSD, okay? There is one track of my mind when I'm not medicated. There is one track of my mind all day, every day, constantly telling me that I suck, that I need to kill myself, that nobody's interested in what I want to hear. And unfortunately, that makes me vulnerable to this kind of shit because I do take it. I can't not see it and I can't not hear it, right? And it's always the same five ideas. Well, why don't you just block them? Well, that's a full-time job by itself. These people have hundreds of IDs. Look at this. I'll tell you what. While I'm here, let me go back. I can do this magically, right? So I'm going to pull up my Facebook page real quick and get into the admin section. Just bear with me for a second here. And I'm going to show you real quick. Oh, here we go. Page settings. And I'm going to show you just a quick look. All right. Now I want you to keep in mind that what you're seeing here, let me get all the private messages and stuff down so I'm not violating anybody else's privacy. So let me see. Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take my big fat face out of here for a minute. And you can see this is the ban list for my page. Okay, now let's take a closer look here. Let me get back over here so I can use it. There we go. Okay, so a few of these people are more recent, but here we go. Chuck Todd thinks you're a dick too. Chef Boyardee's Rain Song Guitar. Rock and Roll Gandalf. I'm not a guitarist, I'm a grifter. There's that word again. Terry Crews Rain Song Guitar, because I posted something about there's a movie called John Henry with Terry Crews in it that's coming up here real soon. It may already be out, right? So now we're going to play on that. That's one of the things that I think that's the guy, that's one of the two people from the wrestling news group that always does that. They latch onto this one thing or the other that I say and just run it into the ground, right? Go fund my sandwich. People have a right to their opinions until I ban them. I need money so I can play with AV toys and fleshlights instead of working. Blame trolls for my problems, right? Right? Gaslighting, right? Because I'm supposed to sit here and not to move. Well, I can't very well tell people that this is happening. They won't believe me. I bet you won't blacklist PayPal. Fleshlight, Beefaroni, Ted Nugent, Rain Song, Low Skilled, Begging, Send Me Money, Beefaroni. All the way down. And how far back does this go? Well, we're at 2018 now. Let's see what we've got in 2018. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there's Michelle Melkin's Twitchy Parts back in 2018. There's Occupy Democrats. I banned them a long time ago. Beefaroni in 2018. Yeah, let's keep going. Let's go up. Here's 2017. What do we got? Oh, yeah, there's Duke St. Rons. He's pissed off at me because I insulted his fucking trolling one time. Here we go. Level 52. Dish it out, but can't take a spell. 2016. And we keep going and we keep going. And oh, here we go. $50 gets you a shirt with Beefaroni back in 15, and on and on, which is kind of ironic because at that point I wasn't even doing anything like that, right? Here we go. Mommy, those fake liberals are more successful than me. 2015. On and on and on. Do you see this list of people? Okay, half of these people, half of these accounts aren't real human beings. And they set this up, right? The Adventures of Beefaroni Tits, 2013. John Hungry, 2013. Right? But I'm making it up. Yeah? That's how this works, right? I'm making it up. This isn't really happening. There's really nobody harassing me. I'm just making it up. And that's how they play the game. And that's how they always play the game. But it's not happening, right? And if I talk about it, people don't listen. They think I'm just making this shit up. You're paranoid. And keep in mind, that list that I just showed you, there are thousands of fake pages that have been deleted that don't appear on that list anymore. Thousands of pages. Facebook will do nothing. I've asked repeatedly. I mean, they'll ban the shit out of me as soon as I say white people or something, but they won't do anything about this. They won't take those pages down. Even though those pages are using my pictures, they won't take them out for a DCMA request. Derivative work. Parody. I'm a public figure, right? I'm a public figure. I pay the price. Where's the fame and fortune, brother? It's pretty goddamn frustrating. Because in the end, all I ever really want to do is make the world a little better place. That's what all this is about. Just trying to teach people. Just trying to show people how to see through this kind of shit and to push back against it. How to not get sucked in by the bias confirmation games. How to not get sucked in by the clickbait. How to see it and identify it for what it is when it comes up on your news feed. How to tell other people. That's all. I'm just trying to clean up the dialogue a little bit. I'm just trying to elevate the level of discourse. But if I do that, people like Matt Desmond and Justin Rosario and Omar Verrera and Lou Calagiovanni go broke because none of those motherfuckers have ever worked a goddamn day in their lives. They'll take your money and go spend it on a PR agent so they can get a nice little magazine spread in some local rag down in Florida. Or so Lou can go play poker. Thank you very much, Mr. Flunk Dunk, brother.
Well, you know, brother, me and all my little Hulkamaniacs, brother.
This shit's, I mean, I would say it's driving me nuts, but the thing is I was already nuts. That's no secret, and I'm not ashamed of that. It's not my fault that I'm that way. I was born with a lot of shit, right? That's the balance. I get born with, you know, an IQ of 100 and blah, blah, blah. And I also get born with depression. Right? The price you pay. And that's fine. And I don't mind putting myself out there. I don't even mind taking this shit. But man, I sure would like to get it back once in a while. I'd like to feel like it's doing some damn good. And now what do I see? Right? Joe fucking Biden? And I've been real cool. I've been real laid back about this whole Biden thing, other than the fact that I see it as being a direct result of fucking around by the DNC. But I haven't begun to go into that ass clown yet. He's been a glad-handling bastard since the 90s. Right? He was the one that reformed bankruptcy so the student loans couldn't get discharged. He's the one that's been trying to cut Social Security for 30 fucking years. Nobody wants to listen to that. Oh, you're going to split the party. I don't belong to a fucking party. I belong to a country, though. And it's being murdered by these assholes. Right? Good old Joe. He hooks up with Obama. Now he's Mr. Cool Guy. No, he's not. At all. But everybody's going to buy it, right? Everybody's going to fall for it. And the worst part about it is the Sanders supporters are out there and they're falling for it too because they're getting disheartened and their energy's going down. They're not showing up to the polls because they figure the machine's already set up against them and they can't win. That's why you don't see young people voting. Not because they don't care, because they figure there's no fucking point. And y'all keep proving it. Because we, the adults, keep falling for this shit. Thanks, Fizz. I appreciate seeing you, man. I appreciate the kind words. And, you know, I want you guys to understand that that is also part of depression and of major depressive disorder and of anxiety and of PTSD, right? Is if I get 100 likes and one unsubscribe, I spend all day worrying about that one unsubscribe, right? It's just, that's the mental illness. And it would be awesome if I could, you know, be medicated. If I take lithium once a day, 450 milligrams, I do all right. You know, I lose that track that I was telling you about, that track of my mind that's always telling me that I suck, that's always telling me that I'm ugly, that's always telling me I have no talent, that's always telling me that I'm no good, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I could shut that track down if I could afford the medicine, but I can't afford the medicine because we live in a fucking country where medicine is for profit. Gee, I wonder why I support Bernie Sanders. I couldn't finish my degree because I'm $70,000 in debt and can't attend enough classes and work enough hours to keep myself alive. I wonder why I support Bernie Sanders. Because he's the only fucking politician in any race in my lifetime that's actually given a shit about me. Or you. Fucking idiot goddamn country. We sit here. Here comes this guy. He says, you know what? Universal health care. We're going to make sure everybody's got health care. We're going to make sure everybody's got an education. We're going to make sure everybody's treated with dignity and has an opportunity. They go, oh my God, no! You got to be fucking kidding me, man. We are absolutely suicidal. We are so goddamn terrified that there might be somebody out there better than us. We're willing to flush the whole country down the toilet for it. And it's disgusting. And we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. There are 500,000 people right now living in the streets. If it wasn't for my family taking me in, I would be one of them. 500,000 people, twice the population of the county that I'm in right now, living on the streets, no homes. But oh, we've got time for incremental change. We've got time to reach across the aisle and get dragged further to the right. How many times? I am 49 years old, right? Mondale, Dukakis, right? Remember them? Moderate centrists lost their asses. We got Bill Clinton. He came in pretending to be a progressive. His fiscal policies weren't progressive at all. He completely fucked us with NAFTA, right? He wasn't progressive. Got a little boom out of him, but that was mostly because of the tech industry. Really didn't have a whole lot to do with him, right? And then what do we get? Well, let's go with another moderate centrist. Here's Al Gore. Whoops. Then we get George Bush. And George Bush is going to run against who? John Kerry. Lost that one too, didn't we? And then you'll get these people coming out saying, oh, well, you know, it's the moderate centrists that really, you know, they have the majority of the party. Fuck the party. This isn't the United States of the Democratic Party. And the majority of people are not members of either party. That's the majority. The majority are disenfranchised and voiceless. The majority are too damn sick to think about who they're going to vote for. While we sit back and watch all these overpaid pundits on television, Chris Matthews calling the Sanders campaign, comparing it to the Nazis rolling across France, for Christ's sakes. And then he resigns and blames it on something else, right? He still won't cop to that. And I used to respect that guy. Bullshit. We're being taken for a ride, and it's got to stop. It has to stop. And those of you who are listening, those of you who are paying attention, and God knows I love you, I need to see some energy, man. I need for other people to be putting this over instead of me. I cannot sit here and effectively go out and tell the world how great I am. Because they just roll their eyes, right? And rightfully so. I would too. And plus, I don't believe it. I don't do this because I think I'm awesome. I do this because it's what I'm built to do. It's all I'm good at. I'm not going to fit in anybody's boardroom. I'm not going to fit in anybody's office with an attitude like mine. My mental illnesses, my physical problems. I can't even do warehouse work anymore, man. I about killed myself doing that shit, right? Working as a groundskeeper for an apartment complex for 6 months. By the time it was done, I could barely walk. That's why I'm not working now. Because I destroyed my feet. Because I had to prove that I was willing to do anything. Because, boy, if I'm not, here they come. What, you're too good to work for a living? No, I'm not too good for work for a living. Nobody will fucking hire me. Except for shit work, right? So then when I go work 50, 60 hours a week, minimum wage or a little better, barely enough to pay to get back and forth and buy lunch, maybe pick up a pair of shoes once in a while when the ones I'm wearing fall apart, And that's my path to success, right? That's how I'm going to make a difference in the world. By shut the fuck up and doing what the fuck I'm told. Keep my head down. Keep my mouth shut. Be a good little order taker. And the thing that makes me sad is that, you know, I've always been in a vulnerable spot. I've always been kind of a bellwether, right? When the economy's going up, I tend to work up. Hi, Norman. Because I think, because I'm not good at keeping my mouth shut. When I see something's broken and fucked up, I say, hey, that's broken and fucked up. Why don't we do it this way? And half the time, the person who broke it and fucked it up is the guy that hired me. Right? That was the musician's friend thing, right? I when I worked out there, which was, in a lot of ways, the best job I've ever had. I really enjoyed it, right? But they stopped. I was about ready to leave in the early part of 2017. I was actually looking for another job and said, hey, you know what? We're going to start this new internal organization. It's going to be outbound call team, and it's going to be concierge service, and it's going to be, you know, one-on-one, and you're going to work real close, and, you know, it's not going to be the high-pressure stuff, and you build it the way you want to. Get yourself a routine going. Put your tools together. You do what you need to do, and we're going to let you go. And just about the time I did that and started rolling on it and got things moving and got my numbers back up to, you know, approaching where they were before they pulled us off the floor, then they said, oh, yeah, we're not going to do all of that anymore. Throw out all your tools. And from now on, if you don't make, you know, X number of phone calls a day, if you don't talk to X number of people a day, if you don't sell X amount of gear per day, then you're gone. So it was all bullshit. Right? Dude. I'm not sure who Norman Freeman is, and I'm going to try to give you the benefit of the doubt, but what am I supposed to tell you? Tell you what's broken? There's 500,000 fucking people living on the streets. That's what's broken. There's 20 million people in this country with no health insurance. That's what's broken. We're getting ready to elect another moderate centrist who's not going to do a fucking thing to change it. That's what's broken. That's what's broken. What's broken is we live in a world and a culture where the only thing you're allowed to do is to go out and generate income for other people, unless you're born on third base and know the right people, kiss the right asses, right? Cut your hair the right way, wear the right tie, say the right words, learn the lingo. Well, going forward, we're looking at a roadmap. And what we need to do is maximize our blah, 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 blah. Nobody can fucking speak English anymore because it's all in-speak. It's all in-group coding, right? And if you don't care to speak that language, which I don't, I'm not one to jump on trendy buzzwords and shit, right? And if you don't speak that language, you're not part of the club. You're not in the in-group. You're in the out-group, right? And that's been my life, is I'm in the out group, and every once in a while, I'll kick my foot into a door, and I'll last just about long enough until they're not desperate anymore, right? Or until I give them an excuse, which is what happened. Like I said, this is what happened to Musician's Friend. They said, here you go, do your thing. And I thought, awesome, this is really turning into the company that I thought I was working for, because, man, when I got there, you know, Musician's Friend is owned by Guitar Center, and it should be the other way around, because Musician's Friend was a great company. Guitar Center is a clusterfuck, and it has been since they sold it in the early 90s, right? There's nobody in the upper management of that place that is a musician. There's nobody in the upper management of that place that has the slightest bit of respect for the heritage and the energy that rock and roll brings, or that hip-hop brings, for that matter, right? All they care about is turning money over. I used to say it's a box moving company that specializes in instrument shaped boxes. Yeah, well, you know what? Once upon a time, I had a better attitude. What do you want me to do? Smile more? I do that. I've done that. And every time, what happens? I end up screwed. And, you know, after a while, it's like, Why am I going to continue to play this game, right? Why is it that I'm always the one that has to adjust to somebody else's bullshit? It's not like I'm stupid. It's not that I can't get work done. I've got a lot of work done. I've saved a lot of companies a lot of money. Right? Nortel Networks, great example. I got lucky enough back in 2001. I got lucky enough to get in there as a temp, right? They hired me in. They hired me in with 15 other people, 20 other people to do a IT audit, right? Bunch of us walking around with pencils and pads of paper. I was there for 2 days, and I pulled my supervisor aside. I said, hey, you know, all this equipment's barcoded, and I know Symbol Technologies makes a Palm Pilot that's got a barcode reader in it. So instead of doing all this and introducing errors into the process, and you got some, you know, little old lady sitting in a basement somewhere transcribing this and making more errors and being unable to read our writing, so why don't you use a barcode reader? And I got lucky because everything was booming right then, right? And they said, you know what? That's a great idea. Go ahead and do that. We'll bring it on permanent in a couple months. And I did that, right? I'm still friends with one of the people that was on that team, right? I was just talking to him the other day. He's a really nice guy. We don't see 100% eye to eye politically, but he's a real decent person, real smart, and he's good at playing the game, right? Because he looks the part. I don't. Right? And three of us together created a system to manage 145,000 IT, right? Computers, printers, all that shit worldwide. They flew in 50, 60 people from around the world so that we could teach them how to use it. Saved them millions of dollars. All right. I'm not taking any more questions from good old Norman. And then, right, then all of a sudden we had 9/11. A couple months later, Nortel Networks cuts all of their subcontractors. 12,000 people laid off on December 7th, 2001, and I was one of them. Because for 2 years or a year and a half, it was, oh yeah, we're going to bring in full-time real soon now. Right? Real soon now. Just keep on working. Keep on working that hourly wage, $14-$15 bucks an hour. Working on a team with people that are making $60,000-$70,000 a year and kicking out just as much work as they are. We're going to take your idea, right? Then Computer Sciences Corporation came in and bought out the whole, desktop support IT service department at Nortel, rolled my idea out, right? Took that program that I wrote, took those ideas that I had up to and including, hey, how do we go ahead? How do we keep track of these laptops when they're never in the office? Oh, well, why don't you send everybody an email and just ask them to Xerox the bottom of the laptop and pin it to their cube next time they're in? Barcode readers will read a Xerox, right? 6 years later, I'm standing in an enterprise rent-a-car watching a guy Xerox his laptop. I said, what are you doing that for? He said, inventory audit. I said, really? I said, does Computer Sciences by any chance have the contract for the IT for this place? Yeah, Computer Science, CSC, yeah. Right? All day long, people make money off my shit, and I see nothing. All day long, I do the best I can. Why? Because I'm a nice guy. Because I try to have a nice attitude. Because I don't walk in and say, look, fuckers. Now you're dealing with somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm not going to bend over and take your shit. You're going to pay me right, or I'm going to leave, and you can do without. Because I don't want them to do without. Same reason I do this shit. I can shut this camera off, right? I can shut the camera off, go work at Walmart, third shift, stocking shelves, make 12 bucks an hour, get my guitar back, sit here, smoke pot, play video games the rest of my fucking life. And watch the world die around me when I could have done something to stop it. Watch the country I love fall apart when I could have done something to stop it. Watch the people I love be destroyed by this ridiculous culture when I could be doing something to stop it. That's why. See, my buddy Norman has left. Took somebody with him. Darn. And that's the game too, right? And that's the friend that I terminated a while back. Oh, I'm here to help. I'm here to help, right? Oh, you're always here to help when you're asking somebody else to do the actual work and making it out to me like I'm going to owe you. Put yourself over to me like the big hero when it's everybody else that's making all the sacrifices, right? Steal money off your old lady's bank card and send it to me without me knowing where the hell it came from. That's help. And these are the people that attach themselves. And when I say no more, then I'm the asshole, right? Just like the addicting info thing and all the liberal page problems, the problems that I've had with those people, right? That started off with me just seeing a factual error in an article and kindly pointing it out. Hey, you know, this article you've got here that says Michelle Bachmann supporters edited Wikipedia to blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I went and looked at the article. There's a whole discussion on the other page about how the guy that did that was just doing it to vandalize. Oh, you son of a bitch. I'll sue you. Dude. Right? So then I get that reaction. I start looking a little harder. So wait a minute. What is this shit about? What kind of liberal is this guy that he's going to threaten to sue me just because I pointed out a factual error in an article? And I wasn't even a dick about it, you know? And I think those of you that know me know that if I want to be a dick, I'm pretty good at it, you know? If I want to cop a fucking attitude, I can do that all day long. I just said, hey, man, you should probably check this and change it because that's what, you know, an honorable and ethical information organization does when they've got a fact wrong, is they correct it. And this Matt Desmond fuck, I don't know what his deal is, if he's on crack or methamphetamine or whatever the hell he is. But man, he went off like a pistol. And then got all his friends together, right? Tom Bonfiglio, Steve Ahern, Justin Rosario, Luke LaGiovanni, right? Bunch of them got together one time, not too long before I left school, right? That was the Browns. You probably saw as I was scrolling through the banned users on my page a little earlier, right? Bunch of them get together, start kissing my ass, right? Telling me, oh, what great friends they are. We're going to help you out. We're going to help you out. Send me a care package, right? Full of really bad, ugly clothes. Pantene, Beefaroni, right? It's all a fucking joke. These assholes spent like $400 on a box of shit to send with me just to play games with my head. And admitted it later. And you go, Jesus, that's nuts. Yes, it's nuts. And I'm sorry that I can't find a way to explain this to people that makes sense because it doesn't make sense. It's insane. It's desperate losers. Greedy manipulators doing crazy shit, right? And it really is like watching somebody that's, you know, in an abusive relationship. You know? The boyfriend that punches his old lady in the gut so there's no bruises when she goes and tells her friends they don't believe her. And folks, that's who's running our political processes right now. It's exactly that kind of mentality. And you're seeing it all over the place right now. The number of lies I see repeated in a day is stunning, stunning. Anywhere you look at Michigan Public Radio, you look at the local TV station, you look at the local newspapers, you look at the page I manage, you look at other big pages, they're all over the place. Our entire political discourse has been flooded out with bullshit. And the sad thing is a big chunk of us are buying it. A big chunk of us are falling for that shit. And it's fucking heartbreaking, man. It's absolutely heartbreaking to watch this shit, right? And you see some of these people, well, you know, I'm disabled and I'm on Social Security and I don't want to vote for Bernie Sanders because he's going to make my taxes go up. No, he's not.
Well, Bernie Sanders is going to raise taxes on everybody making more than $29,000.
No, he's not. That's a lie. He never said that. It's not true. And then really is one of the big problems that Sanders has is that he doesn't bullshit around either, right? He says, yeah, your taxes are going to go up. And that's all people hear. They don't hear the next part where he says, of course, you won't have to pay insurance premiums anymore. So your taxes are going to go up $500 a year, but you're going to save $3,000 a year in insurance premiums, plus no copays, no deductibles, no prescription pill costs. People don't hear that part, right? Just like people don't hear, you know, I worked at MF for almost 3 years, right? But if you go to my page, it's, well, how come you refuse to work for a living? And then when I was working, it was, oh, you don't really care about what's going on. You don't really care about this political stuff. Because if you did, you wouldn't, you'd be doing that all the time. You wouldn't be working for a living. And people buy into that shit, right? I had a woman that I really, really cared a lot about, who helped me out substantially with some real money a few years ago, right? And here come these trolls after I lost the gig there at Musician's Friend. Here come these trolls talking about, well, why don't you sell your guitars? Well, I already had sold most of them, and one of them was in a pawn shop at the time, right? And they pushed that, they pushed that, they pushed that, and pretty soon here comes this woman going, well, I'm just sorry I supported you. You won't even sell your guitars. Right? Somebody that supposedly knows better. Somebody that's been there, supposedly reading this shit. Right? Very well aware that I had given up, right? Or, oh, well, you got money to spend on guitars. I never spent a dime on any of those guitars. And I said that publicly more than once. Every instrument that I had when I was a Musician's Friend, I got, well, until I bought the drum set. Every other instrument that I had, I won in sales contests, right? Gave two of them away. Pawned the rest of them. And here this woman comes because these jackasses are running around saying, oh, you bought these guitars. She believes it. And curses me for spending the money on the guitars. And for refusing to sell them, even though I already had. And I'm sure to this day, if you suggest to that woman that maybe she fucked up and maybe she shouldn't have been listening to these trolls, she'll stand right there and tell you how much smarter she is than that. And that is us. As a country right now. And so, yeah, I get a little depressed sometimes. Can you imagine? Meanwhile, Matt Desmond sold out years ago, right? He made a big ass bunch of money off of people sharing his stuff. For free, off of getting people to write for him for free. And then he sold his site. Right? Bought a condo in Chicago. While I'm begging for ramen money. And my friends are sharing his work and not mine.
Well, you shouldn't frame it as a matter of your own personal blah, 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 blah.
It's always I'm doing something wrong, right? And it doesn't matter. Does not matter how I do it or what I do. It's always going to be I'm doing something wrong. Couldn't be that the world's fucked up, right? Couldn't be that there's a ton of people out there working against me.
How come you can't keep a job? Oh, because I called your employer?
Right? That was the Lyft deal. My friends, right? My friends called Lyft, turned me in because somebody posted something about funny things that happen when you're driving Lyft. So I made a two-sentence remark about a group of girls that changed their shirts bunch of drunk college chicks in my back seat changing their shirts in front of me. Yep, that was something funny that happened. All of a sudden, I'm out of a job because my friends thought that it was appropriate to let Lyft know. Right? And Lyft, being the clusterfuck that they are, they don't even tell you what's going on. They just cut you off for 2 weeks. When I'm already hanging on by my fingernails, now all of a sudden I'm out a couple $1,000s. And then, oops, just happened to get your car broken into. Even though you lived in a ghetto for 3 years and never had that problem, now you're living in this upscale neighborhood. Oops, just happened that way, right? Mm-mm. People want you to think that the world doesn't work like that. And people want you to think that everything is just and everything is fair. And if you work real hard and if you say your prayers and eat your vitamins, brother. No, it doesn't. The bigger threat you are to profit, the bigger threat you are to the status quo, the more you stand up and say, hey, that's bullshit, the emperor has no clothes, the harder they're going to smack you down, even when the emperor has no clothes. And if we're going to see real change, if we're going to see real progress, if we're going to see real justice, if we're going to see real equality in this country and in this world, if we're going to see real peace, we have to cut the blinders off. We have to start being awake to this shit. So, I don't know what else to say, man. I don't really know where else to go with this. I'm going to get started back on Monday and get back to, you know, focusing on what's going on in the world and what we can do about it and analyzing messaging and trying to strip away the bullshit from the propaganda, from the inside, blah, 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 the misinformation, the disinformation, calling that stuff out, bringing it out into the light, showing you examples of it, helping you identify it, right? So maybe you're a little better armed going forward. Maybe you got a little more to work with. So before I get out of here, I'll leave you with this little nugget. I covered this once before, but I'm not sure if anybody saw it, right? So here's a real common tactic that the gaslighters and the manipulators like to play, right? There'll be a story about whatever. There's a story. Let's just say. Take this, right. There's a story that keeps cropping up about Bernie Sanders wrote some kind of an op-ed in a very small, like, school self-printed type paper back in the day, and he made some remarks in that about you know, written pornography, sexual fantasies, things like that. Some things that if you pull them out of context and look at them a little bit sideways, they can sound pretty bad, right? Here's how you spot the troll on that thread. They're the ones that come in and say, well, you know, I've been a Sanders supporter for a long time, but I just don't know if I can stand behind him after this. That person has not been a Sanders supporter for a long time, and they're not now. That person is probably working for a campaign that is opposing Bernie Sanders. And the same is true for other candidates, okay? I don't want to give the impression that this is just the world against Bernie Sanders, right? The problem is that his campaign doesn't play those games at all, right? That whole Karl Rove, Lee Atwater, Schopenhauer, Goebbels propaganda shit, his campaign doesn't play it. You can tell by the way they do their publicity, right? They're very reluctant to do anything that even looks like that kind of game. And unfortunately, it leaves me at a huge disadvantage. Because, you know, it's, again, I've made that analogy a million times before, right? Everybody lies on their resume. If you don't, you're fucked. Because now you look like a moron next to all these geniuses and Rhodes scholars. Well, gee, that's funny. I've got an opening here for a fry cook, and it says that every single one of my applicants attended Oxford University and has a master's degree in English literature. And here's this one guy, and he doesn't have one, so he's out. That's how it happens, right? They get you convinced that the only way to win is to play dirty, and then they slam you for playing dirty when you're not, while the whole time they are. They paint that picture, they build that machine, and then they say, well, if you can't beat them, join them. You are them, right? Biden's campaign team, every single one of them. Warren had more than a few in her basket, too, which is one of the reasons why I was for Sanders and not for Warren, because every time she had a good idea, first, it came from Sanders, and second, she wouldn't stand by it half the time. Because she wasn't operating on principle, she was operating on public opinion and pandering to that shit, because that's the game you gotta play. If you can't beat them, join them. I gotta take PAC money because everybody else is. I can't beat them without it. Sanders is. Beat you right out of the race with it. How come? Integrity. It means something. Or it used to. So, that's my babble for the night. It's whatever, 20 after 9. I wasn't even going to do a show originally. And I didn't start till 8:30. And I've got coming up on my hour. So, I'm gonna roll the outro. I've got a friend of mine pointed out that I need to go ahead and make a different graphic, which I do because it's hard to see the letters. And I'm going to try to break out my old ancient copy of After Effects this weekend and get a new lower third going. Go ahead and pull the I Love It page off of there since I'm not posting there anymore. I am still an admin, by the way, which I said when I quit, I'm just not going to post anymore. And that's where we're at. So if you're watching, thank you. If you stopped in, thank you. If you're, you know, this guy that comes in and trying to pretend to be Mr. Night Guy and right. Oh yeah. You've got a great smile, right? Knowing full well that I don't have real teeth. Right. What's your thoughts on diabetes? Right. So, and then the next question will be about my beefaroni tits, right? That's the game. That's how they play it. And I see them coming a mile away, but I can't say anything until they cross a line, right? So when my buddy Under Funk Dunk jumps in, when my buddy who's posted here Under Funk Dunk jumps in and says, and Norman shows himself, now I've got an external validation and I can say, see, this is bullshit. But until then, I got a word that nobody else is seeing it. And if I say anything, I look like I'm just paranoid. Yeah, right. Why, as a Democrat, I feel Bernie Sanders is bad for America, by Bort Warhead, member of the Reagan Fellowship and author of I Am Not a Democrat, My Life as a Republican. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it, man. And that's, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to elect another one. Well, we're not going to elect another one. What we're going to elect is Donald Trump again, because Joe Biden won't win this race. He's got way, way too much stuff that they can hit him on. And if you want to talk about easily led, credulous rubes, boy, your Trump voters take the cake. I mean, you can tell those people anything they believe. You know, there's still people to this day, there's still people that insist that Donald Trump never called the president of the Ukraine, even though he's gone on and said himself a million times that he did it. His defense team never claimed he didn't do that. But there's people that'll claim that. And that's the world we're living in. We got to break that. You know how that happens, by the way? Do you know how we got like that? They killed education. They started doing it in the 80s. Right? They turned critical thinking into a bad word. And they started pushing all these standardized tests and saying, oh, you got to have this, you got to have this, they got to have this. And we're working our kids to death and training them to be institutionalized. Right? instead of teaching them how to find themselves and find their passions and develop them and become good at it, what we teach them is obey or else. That's been going on since I was 10 years old. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in, because a lot of people with a lot of money who want to keep their money and make more of it have decided that we need to be stupid. And they're doing everything they can to keep us that way. I'm doing everything that I can to fix that. And that's why there's a lot of guns pointed at my head. But I'll tell you what, none of them are in my hands. I might feel like shit. I might struggle with mental illness. I might sit here all day long fantasizing about how nice it would be to just let go. But I won't. I can't. There are too many people in this world that I love for me to give up and walk away. There are too many people in this world that are beautiful and kind and wonderful and who deserve every possible chance they can get to bring that out into the world for me to just shrug and be selfish and walk away. And that's why I'm doing all this. And that's my little speech. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Have yourselves a wonderful Friday night. It is currently 9:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to roll my post-show clip and get the hell on out of here. Thank you all for visiting. You know where the website's at. You know where I'm at on Twitter. You know where the Facebook page is. Share it, spread it, tell the world, and we'll see what we can do, man. And I do appreciate each and every one of you. And hey, don't forget, you know, if you happen to be somebody who's been helping me out, I've got that Patreon thing going now. And so there's some content that's going to be coming up that's going to be behind paywalls, either permanently or temporarily. If you've been on board, head to the website. If you go to any article, there's a button in the top right-hand side that says log in with Patreon. Do that. I will see you come in, and we'll go from there, okay? Other than that, thank you again, and have yourselves a great weekend. I will see you Monday at 8 p.m.
Hey there, everybody. It's John Henry from johnhenry.us. Thank you for watching and stopping by my YouTube channel. Like the sign says, I am independent media, so I don't have a big PAC or an organization or a nonprofit that is behind me supporting this work. It is all me and it is all you. So if you can help out, you can see the information here at the bottom of the screen that links to my various fundraising and crowdfunding sources, as well as the Facebook page and the Twitter and my website. Share it around, spread it around, and thank you very much once again for watching. Have a great day.